Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Enterprise Life Radio, where we are everyday people doing extraordinarily amazing things. We're bringing you topics on family fun and funds, entrepreneurship, parenthood, and enterprise. Today is an extra special show. I'm so excited to announce that Dr. Gladys Terrell is in the house. What you all might not know is that it's my grandmother, so I'm going to be cutting up live today because my grandmother has joined me. So please welcome, 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 welcome Dr. Gladys to the show, where she's going to be bringing us some information about her health program, 7 Steps to Wellness. So welcome, Dr. Gladys.
Dr. Gladys is here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for taking some time out to come and grace everyone with your knowledge and expertise, as well as come and support your grandchild.
Well, you know, we always have to support each other, and you've been so helpful for me, so I'm glad to be able to be on your program.
All right, now. So, as you all know, this is my grandmother, Dr. Gladys Terrell, and I am just so excited to have her on the show. Number one, because she is the epitome as far as my lineage is concerned and my heritage of what leading an enterprise life is all about. This woman right here got her PhD at the age of 80. And no, she doesn't want everyone to know her age. But at the end of the day, that is nothing to be ashamed of. That is something to really, really be excited about, because she is here to prove that age is nothing but a number. If you have it in your mind to achieve something, if you have it in your mind to accomplish something, no matter where you are in life, if you want to do it, you can. The only thing that's stopping you is your own personal will and your strength to make things happen. So I'm just so excited to have you on the show, Grandma. For everyone else, this is Dr. Gladys Terrell. So I just wanted to ask you a few questions just before we get into the meat of what one of your health programs is about. And my grandmother, she has done so many wonderful things, and I'm going to get into that a little bit later in depth about just how doing some networking out in the community, I ran into some people, and they were like, I know your grandmother, and I was like, how can you know my grandmother? And my grandmother got around with her profession. She has been in so many things and doing so many things for other people. My grandmother used to be a certified nurse midwife, so she delivered quite a few babies, and that's exactly how I met those people. She delivered their son, who is now 20-something years old. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful heritage. It's a wonderful work. We'll get into that a little bit later. That was just a tidbit of some of the information that we're going to share with you all a little bit later on. But first, Dr. Gladys, it is my understanding that you are branching out just now with a brand-new program, the 7 Steps to Wellness. It's new to us, but it's something that you believe in and you've been working on for quite some time. I wanted to find out, first of all, how it was that you ended up branching out into your own line of business. Now, I know you've done this for a while, so just how did you end up becoming an entrepreneur? What were some of the first things that got you out into the field of entrepreneurship first?
Well, the idea is that in order to help people to be healthy, I'd rather work with prevention rather than try to work with the medical profession to heal. The body is so marvelously created that when we injure ourselves, the body immediately begins to heal. Like if you cut yourself, the blood clots to keep it from losing more blood, and the process of healing begins immediately. The problem with us is we're so unbalanced chemically that sometimes our body can't do what it needs to do. So I like to find out where a person is, find out why they are having the problems they're having, then showing them the way to cleanse their bodies so that the body can heal itself. God designed us this way, and that's what's so exciting.
Now tell me something. You have had, you wear quite a few hats in the community and travel around and things of that sort. So what are some of the things that you have done, and what are some of the titles that you have held as far as your profession? What's your background?
I was a registered nurse for many, many mm-hmm. years, and I'd worked in different areas of the hospital and the public health department, but it wasn't satisfying because I couldn't see any results. I worked in a doctor's office after I took my nurse practitioner course and was providing nutritional counseling for his patients, but mostly his OB patients, the ones who were pregnant. But I couldn't see the results when they had their babies, so I had to go back to school and become a midwife. And then I could see the results of what I was training them to do. So it worked out real well. I enjoyed it so much, I just worked myself sick. I was teaching classes. I was teaching classes 2 and 3 times a week. I was delivering the babies in the home. I was seeing my clients in the office and doing postpartum visits and, you know, on the telephone, and I was just doing too much. It was just such an enjoyable task. So I had to stop that, and then I went back to school and became a nutritionist because I felt the lack of information as to what we needed to put into our bodies so that we could be healthy. And that was an experience because I learned so much about these bodies of ours. So now I am, we started this 7 Steps to Wellness program, and I have been doing that with people in different places. But I had to charge mm-hmm. them so much money in order to have a place for them to come and for us to prepare food, and I had to have extra people to help, and that ran into too much money. So now we have it on the internet. So I can be in one place and all the other people can be in another place, and we can come together and learn. So I'm excited about that. It starts next week.
Yes, it does. So, everyone, I wanted you all to hear what she was saying. Dr. Glenn's is actually running a 7 Steps to Wellness program that will be launching next week. It's going to be a 4-week program online, so you're actually able to attend it from the comfort of your very own home. She's going to be giving you a very in-depth analysis of your current health situation if there are those out there of you that are looking to infuse your life with a next step up in healthy living. This would be the program for you. I have been a product of the 7 Steps to Wellness. My grandmother is like a doctor to me. My children. So I definitely endorse the program, and I'm really, really excited about my grandmother doing this and bringing this program to the public. Now, she did mention about having that what she was talking about that was costing quite a bit of money is called a wellness retreat. And that's where everyone actually meets in a centralized location, and everything is all-inclusive. So you pay one fee, and everything is provided for you. You actually go to cooking classes. You are trained on every aspect of healthy living, how to choose for you. Everything dietary and health-wise is covered in this wellness retreat. So even though it does have a nice price tag on it, it is definitely worth it because you come out with a whole new life perspective. So I just wanted to put that plug in there about the wellness retreat. There aren't any planned right now, but there might be some coming up at the end of the year. We're going to look at that. So if that's something that you would be interested in, actually coming to a location, a centralized location, and actually having these instructions given to you live, where you're actually learning how to cook, where everything is hands-on, where you're basically learning how to change your life and leaving with a whole new perspective and a brand new lease on life health-wise, then this is something that you definitely want to touch base with her. We're going to, at the end of the show, give you all of her contact information so that you're able to reach out to her and find out more information about that wellness retreat. But the 7 Steps to Wellness program is a wonderful program. She actually has a book that she wrote about it, and she's going to be teaching everyone from that book. It's a very short 4-week course that's going to be starting next week, and it's for an hour each week. So just wanted to put that plug in there. Now, let's get on to some fun stuff. Dr. Gladys, what had you go back to school? Because I'm seeing a reoccurring theme here, learning and education and your dedication and commitment to your clients and those that you serve led you to want to continue to increase your knowledge. And so everything seems to have culminated at this PhD degree. So tell me about that. How did you get to the PhD?
Well, let's see. I've been going to different classes, and the more you learn, the more you find out what you don't know. And I needed more information about nutrition, even though I was a registered nurse, still I felt the need for more knowledge. And I'm so glad I did, because it really opened up my mind and to how wonderfully we were created. Just looking at one part of our digestion system, when I ask people sometimes, when does digestion begin? They think, well, when I put the food in my mouth. I say, no, digestion begins when you see that food that looks so good and you smell those delicious dishes, your saliva starts flowing. That's when your body is getting ready to receive those foods. And then you sit down and you enjoy the meal and talk with other people who are enjoying the food, and everybody talking about, oh, this looks so good. Now, what is that? And what did you say you made that with? And they're finding out that you can fix a delicious meal without any foods that will bring on diseases. You know, we're living in a time now when they're doing several things to our food that was not intended long time ago. Years ago, you could go out in the garden and pick your food and bring it right in and fix it. Now we get it from Argentina, Mexico, and they pick it green and then they gas ripen it on the way. So you have all of these other things that are happening to your food. Our meats are full of antibiotics and growth hormones and other things, plus the diseases that are in the meats when the animal is killed. And people don't know all of this, and so we're trying to show them a better way of preparing food. And so this is quite exciting.
Yeah, I know that you were educating me a little bit about you know, the right way to prepare food so that you're actually able to get the most amount of nutrients out of the food.
Right.
There's just so much in-depth information there by itself. We're heading close to the 10-minute mark, so here's what I want to do. I wanted to touch just briefly, and every time I do this, it usually goes over, and I'm ending up having to jump in and say, hold on. But if you could tell us just briefly about some of the benefits of, I'm thinking of, like, essential oils, and I know you use spices like turmeric and things of that nature. Can you just talk a little bit about certain things that we might not even know are so beneficial to us that we might actually have in our pantries or in our cabinets?
Well, the thing is that there are so many herbs that are available that help our bodies to heal. In fact, many people don't know it, but the drugs, the pharmaceutical drugs of today originally came from herbs a long time ago. But they have changed the molecular structure of the items so that they can get more, they can get a patent on it. So when they change the molecular structure and run it through the process, then you come and buy it, but your body does not recognize it as food, and that's why so many people are having allergic reactions to things. What we're doing is using food as your medicine. So there's something called turmeric that's in our natural, our nature's antibiotic. There's, it's on the screen, it's on the website under recipes. And you can use
and
this.
The
you can make this up.
The website that Dr. Gladys is talking about is the 7stepstowellness.com. .com. So that's the 7stepstowellness.com. So you can go there, and there's actually, I believe, two recipes that she has listed on her website that you'll be able to.
So when you mix this up and it's food and I add turmeric to it, because turmeric is a herb that dissolves growth. So we don't say we're healing anybody. We're just giving you some food to balance your body chemistry. The body heals itself. So when your immune system is healthy, it can take care of whatever organisms come into your body. You were designed that way. So when your blood is free flowing, well oxygenated, and alkaline in reaction, you don't have to have any degenerative diseases. And it's so simple. The things that we're working with are that fresh air, exercise, sunshine, getting proper rest, lots of water, leaving off everything that is harmful, and eating nutritious meals at the right time, in the right amount, with no food eaten in between meals. A lot of people think, ooh, I'm going to be hungry. But do you know that when you eat the way you're supposed to and chew that food and you eat enough of the vegetables and the fruits and the complex carbohydrates, you are not hungry until it's time to eat again. And people feel so much better. They have so much more energy. And it's really exciting because I have found out that this is my best way to live also. I had to learn through the experience of hard knocks what to eat and what not to eat. So I've cut out the things that I used to love pizzas. Now, I know I'm stepping on people's toes, but I've learned how to make a pizza without the regular cheese. What?
I didn't know you used to eat pizza.
But we can make pizza, and it tastes so good. And, you know,
okay.
The cheese cheese is a food that your body cannot digest. And a lot of people have headaches and all sorts of things happening to them because they're eating too much cheese. Cheese is changed so that your body can't use it.
Well, and let's wind this down because there's like 5 minutes left, and I see we have a caller, so I'm not sure if the caller actually wants to ask a question. We only have 5 minutes left, but I wanted to say I am a cheesehead, so you were stepping on my toes with the cheese, but I am also, I have sinus issues, and I know cheese is a very huge contributing factor to my sinus issues as well as my children's sinus issues, so I just wanted to put in another plug that if you all have enjoyed the knowledge, just the tip of the iceberg she shared with you, you just have no idea the wealth of information that she is going to deliver in her 7 Steps to Wellness program that will be starting next week. You all definitely want to go over there, let her know that you enjoyed what you heard so far, and register for the course. Once again, her website is the number seven, stepstowellness.com. Her course will be starting next week, and it will run for 4 weeks, 1 hour each week. So, you know, we have time in our schedules for that for those who believe that taking the next step to healthy living is the thing that you all are ready to do. So I invite you all to take part in the program. I also invite you all to go over to her website, send her some love, tell her what you enjoyed about the show, and ask her a question. We didn't even get to talk about some of the tests that she runs from her mobile location in order to assess where you are health-wise. This woman is a health beast. She knows what she's doing. She is very, very thorough. And I have always been, and I know I'm her grandchild, so I can say these things, but I'm really, really serious. But I have always been super impressed with the way that my grandmother handles business and the way that she truly cares for each individual person that she comes in contact with. So you will be taken care of with the utmost love and kindness because she really, really loves what she does. There's no way she would have been in it for this amount of years. So we're at our three minute mark, and I see we have a call from 0140. We have a caller. Let me see if I can bring this caller online to see if they have a question. Hello, caller. You are on the air. Tell me your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Jackie, and I'm calling from Tullahoma, Tennessee. And I've really enjoyed listening to the program. I enjoyed the information that was given, and thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling in and showing your support. You have a question for Dr. Gladys in this last short 2 minutes on the show?
No, I just really appreciated the information that was given, and thank you.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in and showing your support. Everyone, once again, I just wanted to let you all know that you all can definitely reach out to Dr. Gladys at the number 7, stepstowellness.com. Dr. Gladys, did you have anything else that you wanted to share with everyone before we close out the show?
That there aren't any diseases that cannot be cured, because we're following God's plan for healing. And I just want everybody to know that there's an answer for your problems and that you can improve and be healthy and be happy while you're doing it. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And I invite anyone to call and let me know what you're interested in doing.
Well, thank you so much for gracing us with your wealth of information and knowledge. Thank you all for leading such an amazing, enterprising life. We only had 30 minutes, so we couldn't delve into every juicy detail of the different adventures that she has encountered along the waves of entrepreneurship and enterprise. But I'm just so glad that she was willing to share these few moments with us to just encourage us in this walk. The healthy living is something that can be done, and all it takes and requires is will and your determination to succeed. So thank you so much for joining us here on Enterprise Life Radio. I wish you all blessings and success, continued success to you all. Continue to remember that anything that you need and anything that you desire, anything that you see, it can be achieved. Just continue to believe in yourself. Thank you so much, and we'll see you all next week at 5:30.
Thank you again for allowing me to come on. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.